This is episode number 2151 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 14th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday in La La Land.
Uh-huh.
And the stars came out for the big game, of course.
Yeah, I mean, they come out anyway, but I mean, it's even easier when it's in town.
Well, yeah. It's, and, you know, there were some that sat in the stands.
And I don't, there was probably no red carpet.
No.
Because we're used to the red carpet thing.
And, yeah, because the Super Bowl expensive, or the Super Bowl tickets were expensive anyway.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, so many of these...
only celebrities could afford to go.
Right? And so many of them sat in the press, or the boxes.
In the private boxes.
Yeah, yeah. Those things. So, just imagine the ticket price.
I don't think they care.
But stars are just like us.
Stars are just like us. They put their pants on one leg at a time.
Uh-huh.
They drink. They eat. They do all kinds of things. They poop.
Yeah, they poop.
So and all of that went on yesterday at SoFi Stadium, I'm sure.
Drinking, eating, pooping.
And pooping. Yeah. Matter of fact.
So
Who was there?
All right. Yeah. So
Ye was there. Okay.
With two of his kids.
Okay.
He was in full mask.
Well, good for him.
And I mean the black shroud that covered his entire head. Jeez.
Awkward. That's a little awkward.
Just
in the,
weird. It's not like we don't know what he looks like.
You know, he was did a cameo in the McDonald's commercial that aired yesterday. They had a bunch of folks would go to the drive-thru and they'd go, welcome to McDonald's. Well, take your order. And you know how we always do? We go to McDonald's and go, So that was the bit. And so everybody in the whole commercial, whether they're going through the drive-thru or at the, you know, at the counter inside or whatever, go like, at the very end, this big, huge, humongous black vehicle drives up. I don't know what it is. And out pops Kanye and he goes, but he was auto-tuned.
Jeez. I miss that one somehow.
No, you go back online.
I saw most of them.
Kids, you know what? There were some okay commercials yesterday. Go back and look at them. McDonald's commercial.
Also spotted were Chip and Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper.
You know, when Magnolia, you don't expect them. You
and
don't...
Magnolia, the mega corporation.
You don't expect... Pretty soon it's going to be Magnolia, the movie. You don't expect them to be at the Super Bowl. I don't know why I don't expect them. They're celebrities now. They're super rich.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't expect to see them outside of Waco, I guess is the whole point. But, you know, they travel in these circles now. I mean.
Well, they appear to be in the same box as Ellen and Portia.
Yeah. Okay. I used
to
like them.
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Oh, you still do.
I still do. Maybe they were the invited guests.
Maybe.
And since they're here in town, you know what that means. They'll be on somebody's show tomorrow.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, L.A. Lakers' LeBron James was there.
King James.
Justin and Haley were there.
Justin Bieber was there?
Yep.
Does he know
Mr.
anything
Mrs.
about football?
Mr. and Mrs. Bieber were there with Kendall and her beau, Devin Booker.
Well, yeah, all the Kardashians were there, I'm sure.
Prince Harry and cousin Princess Eugenie.
What? Where's Meghan Markle? She babysitting? She doesn't come
Maybe
out in public?
Maybe she doesn't do sports.
Maybe she doesn't do sports.
Bennifer.
Oh, yeah, I expect to see them. I expect to see them everywhere.
Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds.
Wow, 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 wow.
Actually, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds were hanging out together.
Were they?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon was there. Matt, you need to shave that stupid porn stash. I don't care if it's for a part or not. It's not becoming. It's not becoming.
Jay-Z. There's tons. There's...
And I think Mike Tirico, by the way, did a fine job rushing back from Beijing to... Year for the Super Bowl.
He didn't even look jet lagged.
No, he did.
So you're Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
You're in Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Yeah.
One of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact you had your own Spider-Man movie before that.
Yeah, he did.
And you've got Leonardo DiCaprio as your wingman.
Well, I don't know if that's a good idea, but okay.
Yeah, so with all those things, all those factors.
Yeah.
You're going to hook up, right?
Yeah, sure. No.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
So according to the New York Post, Toby and Leo hit a Hollywood club Thursday night.
Okay.
Does that mean they were here for the Super Bowl, too?
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
All right. Toby, mm-hmm. came up empty.
Ooh.
Empty, zero, nada. Source says, quote, they came to the club together for a boys' night out. It was very clear that Toby was on the prowl, and Leo was his wingman.
Well.
So Leo introduced Toby to three different blondes. Okay?
Yeah, I'm with you so far.
Now, even with Leo's help, Toby couldn't land a girl. Struck out. None of them. None of the three.
Yeah.
Seem interested when introduced.
Well, now, Toby Maguire is... I don't know that anybody would be that interested in him anyway. I don't think he was all that... You know, is he a great-looking guy? No. He's older than he was when he did the Spider-Man movie.
He's
when
older
he was,
than he was.
You know,
he's attractive
and young. And
I mean, he's never been...
But he's hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio, who can get anybody he wants.
Right. So I guess the blondes probably wanted Leo.
Well, that's the thing. Is Leo's seeing somebody, isn't he?
Probably. He usually is.
Now, why would he be somebody's wingman? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's like, oh, we're going to go out pick up chicks. Well, you know.
Maybe they went out and Toby decided he wanted to pick up chicks. I don't know. So they left after less than 2 hours.
Wow.
Because, quote,
well,
it was clear they weren't having any luck.
Well, I'm curious. Is Leo seeing anybody? I'm looking. Do you know that he went out with Giselle Bundchen back
Leo.
In the 2000s? Yeah.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Yeah, at Bar Raffaele.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
him
see.
And Giselle. I remember when him and Giselle broke up.
Oh.
I mean, they were together, I want to, you know, at least a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, 5 years, sister.
5 years. Huh.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's seen anybody or not. But I would think that's bad show. It's a bad show. You don't take your single friend out to help him pick up women if you're connected to somebody, you know? Because then there's that whole thing like, well, are you going to be picking up women too? Because if you're a wingman, are you just going to push Toby out in a cab, in an Uber or whatever, and say, see you later, buddy?
Well,
have fun.
Well, I don't know if Leo's with anybody, but what you do, you always hear about Leo with some model.
Well, yeah, right? He likes the models. Yeah.
However, yeah. What you don't hear about is Leo with multiple models.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, like in a, okay.
You kind of hear, you don't ever hear about him playing the field, sowing his oats.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were meaning like a date
no,
night.
No.
And having a threesome.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio. He can do whatever he wants.
Naturally, your mind would go there.
Yeah, my mind would go there. My mind usually goes straight to Halle Berry. So I'm just going to put that right out there. That's
shocker.
What I do. Yeah. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.